Chapter 3. When the Matrix Gets Disrupted. Many common causes of pain stem from neither diseases nor injuries, making them nearly impossible to diagnose. Doctors have a hard time finding a label for this kind of pain because there is nothing clinically wrong with the patient, other than the subjective experience of pain. Nor are they able to offer any relief aside from surgery or medication. While eccentrics cannot solve every case of chronic pain, I have seen it help many of these mystery cases. In this chapter, I take a closer look at the sources of chronic pain that are the result of unbalanced and immobile muscles, along with atrophy and hardening of connective tissues. The fastest way to fix these problems is to simply reverse what caused them in the first place, either the wrong type of movement or no movement at all. When it comes to exercise, we need to start thinking like Goldilocks. Not too little, not too much, but just right. Doing just right exercises can rebalance muscle groups, improve alignment, break up adhesions, help blood and oxygen flow freely, and finally, permanently, heal your pain. Our sedentary lifestyle, the number one cause of pain. Dr. James Levine, director of the initiative Obesity Solutions at the Mayo Clinic at Arizona State University, coined the saying, "Sitting is the new smoking." The statement may seem provocative, but it is absolutely accurate. Immobility is a silent killer, one of the most damaging lifestyle choices we can make. Being sedentary slows or even stops certain vital bodily processes. Our circulation slows, our arteries start collecting deposits, our lymphatic system doesn't get flushed out. Our cells become less sensitive to insulin and our pancreas weakens. Our muscles atrophy, their cells starting to die off.